تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. صدق الله العظيم. Respected and honorable ulama ikram, elders and brothers, sisters who may be listening over the live streaming, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We continue discussing this connection of with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the importance of developing this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what these days and nights are for, that we develop this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we were to discuss these verses of poetry which Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he wrote in his youth. And it is titled Mi'raj-e-Ishq, The Ascension of Love. The Ascension of Love. So we'll recite a few verses of the poetry and see how far we go with the explanation.
رہو روز و شب گر چه باغ ارم میں وہ دونوں جہاں دے عموم کرم میں رہو روز و شب گر چه باغ ارم میں دے عموم کرم میں کرو عیش گوہر طرح کی نعم میں عطا ہفت اقلیم ہو ہر قدم میں میرے دل میں تیرا اگر غم نہیں ہے تو یہ ساری راحت کمز سم نہیں ہے بہت خوش نما ہے یہ بنگلے تم ہم لو کے جھرمٹ یہ رنگی نظارے ارے جی رہے ہو یہ کس کے سہارے کہ مرنے سے ہو جائیں گے سب کنارے اگر قرب جانے بہارا نہیں ہے یہ ننگے خزا ہے گلستا نہیں ہے تم ہی سے ہے جنت بھی جنت ہماری نہ ہو تم تو جنت میں بھی ہوں میں ناری تم ہی سے ہے جنت بھی جنت ہماری نہ ہو تم تو جنت میں بھی ہوں میں ناری محبت کی دل پر لگے ضرب کاری میری کامیابی کہ آ جائے باری میری جان کا کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے بجز تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے یہ عشق میں امتحان کس بشر کا بنائے ذبیحہ جو اپنے پسر کا پدر سے ہے اعجاز قلب و جگر کا پسر سے ہے اعجاز تسلیم سر کا تیرے حکم پر کیا گوارا نہیں ہے، کوئی تجھ سے بڑھ کر پیارا نہیں ہے.
We'll stop there for tonight. He says that رہو روز و شب گرچہ باغِ ارم میں، وہ دونوں جہاں دے عمومِ کرم میں. Even though I may stay in luxuries, in palatial homes, in penthouse flats, in high-class hotels, and I enjoy وہ دونوں جہاں دے عمومِ کرم میں. And out of His infinite mercy, He gives me everything of this world. Every form of pleasure, every form of happiness, every form of material bounty, He gives all of that to me. And کرو عیش گو ہر طرح کی نعم میں. And even though I might be enjoying every form of bounty, عطا ہفت اقلی مہور ہر قدم میں. And every step that I take, all these material bounties just seem to be increasing and increasing, and I'm getting so much of worldly benefits and worldly possessions, and I'm just going up and up and up in as far as material possessions are concerned. But, oh my Allah, mere dil mein tera agar gham nahi hai. If I don't have your love, I have everything else of the world, but I don't have that connection with you. I don't have that love with you. I don't have that pain in my heart that I must be connected to you. To ye sari rahat kamaz sam nahi hai. Sam in Arabic and in Urdu here as well is poison. Then all of these bounties that I have, they are not less than poison for me. All of these bounties then are going to take me to Jahannam, to my doom. Sometimes, and therefore we should never ever think that because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is blessing us with bounties, therefore Allah Ta'ala is very pleased and happy with us. That is not the yardstick to measure whether Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is pleased and happy with us or not. In the Quran Sharif, there are different verses that are mentioned. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. In one verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, when they forgot what we had told them to do, and they started transgressing and becoming disobedient, then logically we'll think that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will pull the carpet from beneath the feet and He'll stop giving us bounties. But in fact, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying, when they forgot and they started disobeying, then فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We gave them even more bounties then. Even more bounties and ni'mats. And when they carried on, and they became more and more negligent, then all of us, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. All of a sudden we seized them. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. And now they were bewildered and became confused about what has hit them all of a sudden. And yet in other verses in the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that people, they were blessed with a lot of bounties because they were obedient to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So just being blessed with bounties is not the yardstick to measure whether Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us or He is displeased with us. That is not the... Yes, if those bounties are bringing us closer to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then those bounties are a ni'mat. And if those very bounties are taking us further away from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, then it is like how sometimes what happens is, I have a budgie at home and I feed that budgie and that parrot cheap seeds. Cheap seeds. And yet, if there is a rat in the house and I want to catch that rat, then I put for it expensive cheese. Cheap seeds for someone who I love and expensive cheese for someone who I want to catch. So, that is how we measure. If those bounties, those ni'mats of Allah subhanahu, if they're taking us closer, if we're growing in our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like one lover, he told his beloved, nice to speak about these lovers and beloveds now and again, then we think about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that people say they fall in love, but I am just growing in love. people say that they are falling in love, and I am telling you that I am growing in love, not falling in love. So that is how our love should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we should be growing, our love should be enhancing all the time. There shouldn't be a moment where we can never ever reach the pinnacle of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, so many pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dua that they used to make was that, oh Allah, don't give us death until we reach the highest stages of your love, of your muhabbat, of your ishq. And that is what Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam also taught us in a dua. He said that we must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma ij'al hubbaka ahabbal ashya'i ilayna. Oh Allah, make your love the most beloved thing to me. Because when we have this fuel of love, then it is so much more easier to practice, to implement, to imbibe. Because a person is in love. That is the fuel that will make a person move forward. When he has love. And this love is something that we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. We need to beg for it.
Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yehi raat din mein dua mangta hoon.
If someone has to ask me, what am I asking for? Then it is, I'm asking for Allah from Allah. That He becomes mine and I become His. Day and night, this is my only dua. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala becomes ours, then everything is ours. And if He is not ours, then nothing is ours. Sultan Mahmud, on one occasion, he made an i'lan, an announcement in the kingdom. Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says, he made an announcement and he said that whoever wants whatever from the kingdom should go and put his hand on it and he can take it. And his most beloved minister was Ayaz. So all the other ministers, one person went to the treasures and grabbed hold of a big jewel and ruby. Someone went and took one very expensive piece of land, and someone else went somewhere else and grabbed hold of some expensive material possession. And Ayaz, who was the beloved of the king, he went and grabbed hold of the king. And everyone was shocked that, what is this? What is happening here? And the king asked him that, what are you doing, O Ayaz? He said, O king, I realize that if you are mine, then everything is mine in the kingdom. But if you yourself are not mine, then nothing in the kingdom can be ours. And therefore, that is what we should be begging for. These nights are to beg. And if we can just make this one dua, O Allah, become ours, make us yours. Day and night, this is our dua. Koi tujhse kuch, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Alayh, the whole night in the Haram Sharif would go by and he's making this dua. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangata hai, ilahi main tujhse talabgar tera. Oh Allah, someone is asking for this and someone is asking for that from you. Imdadullah only wants you from you. Because once we have Allah, then everything is ours. Everything. Of course, it's not wrong to ask for all our other needs. We can be asking for all our other needs. But when asking for all the other needs, we shouldn't forget that we must ask for Allah Ta'ala Himself to become ours and that we must become His. He says that, Mere dil mein tera agar gham nahi hai, to ye sari rahat kamaz sam nahi. So if I have all the pleasures of the world, but oh Allah, if I don't have you, then all of these pleasures, all of these enjoyments, all of this rahat and ease and this comfort, it's worse than poison for me because it's going to take me towards my doom. And then he says, Bahut khushnuma hai ye bangle tumhare, ye gamlo ke jhurmut, ye rangi nazare. That that look at how wonderful, how beautiful all of your big palatial homes, your beautiful decoration pieces, all of these things that you have made around you to pacify your heart. Bahut khushnuma hai. They look very nice. And they are comforting to the eyes as well. Are ji rahe ho ya kiske sahare? But what are you trying to pacify yourself with? There are so many people that are depressed, and every time they get depressed, they just go to the shopping center and buy themselves a new toy, and they feel joy for a little bit of time, their heart goes away from their depression for a little bit of time, and after that it's the same depression, the same worries, the same anxieties, the same problems, because those toys don't bring peace of mind. Those worldly possessions are not the things that are going to give us peace, happiness, tranquility. If there is any tranquility, then it is only ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub. Only and only in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies the contentment of the hearts. Those who know Arabic and the ulama ikram, if you just translate this verse and say that in the zikr of Allah lies the contentment of your heart, that translation is not correct. It is only in the zikr of Allah that lies the contentment of the heart. Because this verse is تَقْدِيمُ مَا حَقُّهُ التَّأْخِيرُ. If I say, زَيْدٌ فِي الْبَيْتِ, Zayd is in the house. That's how I translate it. But if I said, فِي الْبَيْتِ زَيْدٌ, I changed the sentence around, فِي الْبَيْتِ زَيْدٌ, then it's necessary for me to translate it as, that in the house is only Zayd, there's no one else in the house. بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Contentment of your hearts is only and only in the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if there's no obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then there cannot be contentment, happiness, satisfaction. It's not there. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, on one occasion, he addressed the sahaba ikram and he said to them, Ta'isa wan takas wa idha shika falan tukish. May the person, Ta'isa abdul dirham wa abdul dinar wa abdul khamisa. He said that may the slave of wealth, the slave of good home, property, the slave of dirhams, the slave of dinars, the slave of, in our terminology, branded clothing, the slave, may such a person be destroyed. Ta'isa wan takas. And he didn't stop there. He said, may he be totally annihilated. And he went on to say, wa idha shika falan tukish. If he is poked with a thorn, may that thorn never come out. May he suffer perpetual grief. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained, who is the slave of wealth? Who is he? He said, in u'atiya radiya wa illam yu'ta sakhita. If he gets it, he's happy, he's in a good mood. And if he doesn't get it, then he's depressed, he goes into a bad mood, his behavior is uncouth towards people in the house. It just the acquisition of wealth and the non-acquisition of wealth is what plays with this person's emotions. Now we need to ponder and reflect. Are we falling into this category or not? And if we are, then we need to make amends. Are ji rahe ho ye kiske sahare? Ke marne se ho jayenge sab kinare. All of these worldly possessions, they're going to go away when we close our eyes. Nothing is going to come with us to our qabars. Nothing. If, and therefore, therefore, one of the rulers of India, who was a great servant, pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or maybe another servant, he used to tell the Mughal kings that, oh you Mughal kings, when you die, then all your treasures are going to remain behind. But when I die, then the treasure that I have got in my heart is going to go with me to my qabr. And what was that treasure? It was that very same connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is like the emergency light. In the qabr, when all the lights go off and there's darkness, then this connection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala starts shining, bright. And that is the thing that we need to develop, that we need to get. Are ji rahe ho ye kiske sahare, ke marne se ho jayenge sab kinare, agar qurbe jaane bahara nahi hai, ye nange fiza hai, gulista nahi hai. If we don't have the owner, the creator of the spring in our heart, then all of these things that we have, all the possessions that we have, the palatial homes, the penthouse flats, the little toys that we have, all of these things that we have, ye nange khiza hai, gulista nahi hai. They are like the autumn. It's not like the flourishing and the blooming garden. It's all like the autumn if we don't have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. And then he says, tum hi se hai jannat bi jannat hamari, na ho tum to jannat mein bhi hu main nari. That, oh Allah, that even it is because of you that jannat is jannat. If I don't have you in jannat also, then jannat is also jahannam for me. Can you imagine the level? The level of love that the poet is saying. And that is why we ask, when we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. We ask Allah ta'ala for His pleasure first, and then we ask for jannat. Because the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ridwanum min Allahi akbar. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing that a mu'min and a believer can ever achieve. Tum hi se hai jannat bi jannat hamari. Look at let us assume we go home. And when you go home, home is supposed to be a place where you get a bit of solace, comfort, happiness. But when you go home, the wife is not happy with you. The children are not talking to you. Everyone is gloomy. Everyone is ignoring you. They're giving you the cold shoulder. So that very same home which was supposed to be Jannat on earth, that becomes like Jahannam. You don't want to stay there anymore. So many people say that, I just want to get away from home. Or I can't stay at home. Every one of us, our homes are supposed to be like Jannat on earth. That is how our homes should be. The home of a believer should be like Jannat on earth. There should be happiness, there should be talking, there should be cheerfulness. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, kana yukallimuna wa nukallimuhu. He used to speak to us, we used to speak to him. There was laughter, there was happiness, there was joy, there was blissfulness. It wasn't like one person said that, Maulana, when I go home, then sab log apne kamre mein chale jate hain. Everyone goes into their rooms. No one got the courage to even speak to me. So I said, ye to koi darinde ki sifat hai. This is the quality of an animal then. Like if a lion comes into the house, then you want to run for your life. So many people complain. Children complain. Maulana, when my grandfather comes into the house, then we can't. We just want to run away. We don't want to be there because of the attitude, the way he behaves. When Allah Ta'ala becomes ours, then Allah Ta'ala creates love in our relationships also. He creates blissfulness, happiness, and that is what we must work towards. Tumhi se hai jannat bi jannat hamari, na ho tum to jannat mein bhi hu main nari. Muhabbat ki dil par lage zarbkari. Oh Allah, the arrow of your love must hit the bull's eye of my heart. It must hit the target. The arrow of your love, it must hit the target. And he says, meri kamyabi ke aajaye bari. My success is that Allah Ta'ala must come in my heart. That is all. That is everything else is immaterial. It's on the way. Earning a livelihood, doing your degrees, your profession, everything else is on the way. the primary objective, the purpose in life is to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. And that is how we must, everything else must revolve around that. And if it does revolve around that, all together you'll see how Allah ta'ala puts everything in place for us. Meri jaa ka koi sahara nahi hai. Oh Allah, there is no support for us besides you. Bajus tere koi hamara nahi hai. There is no one else for us besides you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. And Allah ta'ala create a deep seated love of His in our hearts. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cause us to be connected with Him perpetually. Wa akhiru da'wana anilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم أعد علينا رمضان أعواما عديدة وأزمنة مديدة ونحن في صحة وسلامة وعافية وحياة سعيدة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا ممن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا فغفر لهم ما تقدم من ذنبه اللهم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا وقدوتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.